So welcome everyone to another Feldenkrais online class. And this particular lesson ranks in my top 10. And, you know, people always ask me, well, are the top 10 the 10 most important Feldenkrais lessons that exist, or are they the 10 lessons from awareness through movement? And my answer always is, no, these are my top 10. These are the lessons that in one way or another have impacted my relationship to myself, my understanding of how the Feldenkrais principles are, and of giving a real quality of insight and joy into different aspects of movement and function. So for this lesson, which by the way is to me in so many ways all about looking at how I can ease discomfort in the back without straining. So I'm saying without straining so that you remember that. You're not going to need any props, but you want to make sure that you have enough room on either side of you when you lie down to be able to extend your arms horizontally out to the side and also to be able to put your arms above your head. And if you have a shoulder issue and you can't put your arms above your head, that's okay. You'll be able to skip that part. All is good. So once you've gotten yourself settled, lie down on your backs, extending your legs, putting your arms by your side for now so that you can really sense how you're making contact with the floor. And begin to pay attention to the quality of comfort between the top of your pelvis and the bottom of your rib cage. Just as you're breathing, you can sense whether there's any movement there. Noticing how high or how low that space is underneath you. Without worrying about whether it's higher or lower, it's interesting. I have a student who always starts the class with her spine much closer to the floor, and often it ends up higher afterwards, and she began to think there was something wrong because everyone else would always say, oh, my spine is so much flatter. And it really has to do with so many aspects of how we use ourselves in standing. And it's not necessarily about how flat your back is, but how relaxed your back is. So just keep that in mind as you're evaluating and studying. And then could you turn your attention to the right side of yourself? So sensing the right side of your face, the right side of your neck, your right shoulder, your right shoulder blade, feeling how that connects to the floor, what your sense of ease is in that shoulder blade area. How do the ribs on the right touch the floor? What's the sense of their breath, right? B-R-E-A-D-T-H, and also your regular breath. How do you sense that? And even how much of the right side of your rib cage touches? Is it just the side? And then continue downward, and we're back at that space between the ribs and the pelvis. And just sense for yourself the length of that area and the height of that area as you move towards the spine. Sensing your right buttock, your right leg, the direction of the leg, the weight of the leg, maybe even the volume of the leg. How does it occupy space? And then do the same thing on the left in your own way. You don't have to. I mean, you're welcome to take a tour from top to bottom, but maybe you find yourself attracted to a particular area that just jumps out as being really different from the right, or not so comfortable, or bigger. Just playing with the power of comparison, of noticing, of attention. And take a moment to notice your breathing. Then gently roll your head right and left. And as you're rolling your head right and left, make sure that, again, when I say gently, what I mean is you don't want to slide your head. It's almost as if your head is like a big heavy ball, and it just kind of moves a little to the right and it moves a little to the left. Be as lazy as you can be, allowing your eyes to rest in your head and seeing if this easy rolling of your head still gives you enough space in your field of attention to notice how you feel the impact of this movement going all the way down yourself, noticing what you feel in your spine all the way down to your pelvis. You may not feel anything. You may just feel a movement in your neck, but just noting that for yourself. And then leave the rolling of your head. Bend your legs, bring your feet so that they're flat and standing on the floor. Let your feet be about hip width apart. And we're going to begin with a movement that most people are familiar with from different kinds of traditions, from yoga and movement. And that's simply pressing your feet into the floor so that you lift your pelvis and your back up off the floor and lower it back down again, your pelvis and your back, just as much as is easy and comfortable. Right? The whole point of this lesson is that we're going to see if we can improve this movement without effort. So you're lifting your pelvis and your back, and at the same time noticing for yourself, how do you do this? Do you kind of pop up? Do you roll up? Do you kind of do it in segments? And how do you come down? Do you come down the same way you go up? What's the highest, like the last vertebra that lifts off the floor before you feel like you can't go any further? And please don't force it. Keep it easy. And then the same question on the way down, what's the last vertebra to connect with the floor? What do you feel in the upper part of yourself, in your upper torso, in your shoulder blades, your neck and head? Again, remember that I'm bringing these places of awareness, but that doesn't mean that you're necessarily feeling anything there. We're all checking in different ways that we are right now. And then let it go. Put your pelvis down, slide your legs down, take a rest. So one of the interesting principles, it's interesting having, you know, working on the summit, there's all these different Feldenkrais principles that are being brought up into the open for us to think about. And one of them is that you don't necessarily improve a movement by continuing to do the same movement over and over again. It's like that famous quote of Einstein, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. So we're going to be looking at doing what we call an auxiliary movement, a way of using other parts of oneself to improve these movements, as well as improving the relationship of the head and neck. So now extend your arms horizontally out to the side with your palms up. And take a moment to check for yourself, you know, even in terms of my own self-image, are they really horizontal or are they above the horizontal? You know, you can just take a look, and maybe one is higher and one is lower. So that tells us a lot about how we perceive our shoulders. And then bend your right leg and put your right foot standing so that the foot is flat on the floor. And very simply, you're going to begin to tilt your right knee over to the left and return. Just an easy movement. As you tilt, you also let the foot move. So it's not like you keep the sole of your foot glued to the floor. It's like your foot is connected to your ankle. So as your knee tilts, your foot will, the outside edge of your foot will come off a little bit. It doesn't have to be extreme, just, you know, whatever feels natural. So it's the right leg tilting to the left. Your left leg is long. And your arms are extended horizontally out to the side with your palms up. And you're just feeling what's happening in your hip. You're tilting to your left. What you feel in your pelvis, can you feel like even with this little movement of your knee yielding to gravity in one direction, how that changes the relationship and the weight of your pelvis to the floor? Now, the next time that your knee is tilted over like that, could you stay there? And using your foot, could you press a little into the floor so that your knee and your thigh kind of stretch away from your shoulders, as if your knee is trying to move down towards your ankle, towards your foot? And as you're doing that movement, let your buttock relax. And then after you've enjoyed this little bit of a stretch, let your knee come back up to the vertical and let your pelvis come back down. So now we're going to make that be part of our little dance here. So you tilt your knee to the left, then you press with your foot, let that quad muscle lengthen downward, and then you put your knee back to vertical and let your pelvis come to the floor. As you continue doing this movement, could you begin to pay attention and notice, are you using your right buttock to mobilize your leg? And it's not that that's wrong, but let's look at some other ways to do this. So if instead of squeezing and pushing from behind, could you think that you're using the front of yourself to mobilize yourself? Could you push your lower belly out as you lengthen that knee? And does that change how you do the movement a little bit? Again, keep it easy. And then could you begin to also include an awareness of your breathing so that as you tilt your leg and press, could you exhale? It seems, again, paradox is another part of what we look at. It's paradoxical to think, oh, I expand my belly as I exhale. But see what that feels like. See if it feels in some funny way kind of powerful. And then let the whole thing go. Slide your leg down and rest. Put your arms down by your side. Feel how you are. You know, sometimes when people say to me, well, that doesn't make any sense to expand my belly when I'm exhaling. But if you gave yourself the image or pretended for a moment that you're an opera singer, and opera singers have to kind of push down in the abdomen in order to support their voice as they exhale. Or if you think about a martial artist, when they go, huh, there's an expansion in the lower belly that gives power. Feldenkrais once said, if you imagined a lion roaring, the lion wouldn't be pulling in his belly as he roared. He would be pushing out his belly. So when we think about it from that perspective, it makes a little bit more sense. So now put your arms back horizontally out to the side, bend your right leg, and you're going to continue with the same movement. And notice that as we're doing this movement that seems so obviously simple, we're adding all of these different levels of attention. So now I want you to add to your kind of worldview, your map of yourself. How would you include a movement of your head to help this movement? What would your head like to do? So just play for a moment. So while it is possible to look up and go into extension, let's stick with just rotation. So you could either roll your head to the right or you could roll your head to the left. And both of those movements of your head in one way or another affect what your spine is doing. So take a moment to explore. Don't go back and forth and back and forth. Try a few times with one direction, a few times with the other direction, noticing for yourself which one feels more pleasurable for you. And then as you continue, roll your head to the left as you do it, and just sense how as you roll your head to the left and your knee goes to the left, how your whole spine rolls over. So it's a homolateral movement of sorts. It's not totally homolateral because you're holding, you're supporting yourself, you're stabilizing yourself with your arms, but your whole spine kind of rolls over. And then as you continue the movement, now turn your head to the right as your knee goes to the left, and you can begin to start to feel one of the many places where the human body can spiral. Right? You have one part of your spine going one way, one part of your spine going the other way. Where does your spine change direction? Can you sense that vertebra? And then let it go and rest. And just notice if from doing that movement, you feel any differences in your experience of your right side in comparison to your left side. Remembering that it's not that you're working exclusively with your right side right now. Each time you do something with the right side, you're also doing something with the left side. You are a system. And so once again, extend your arms out to the side, bend your right leg. And now this time, could you begin tilting your knee to the right? So it kind of just opens out to the side and then bring it back up. So you're letting the knee open, and different people are going to have a different experience of this, because if you have super flexible hip joints, then the pelvis just kind of stays in place and the knee yields to gravity. But what's interesting is even if you have that kind of flexibility, how do you bring your leg back up? Where do you begin to do work to bring your leg back up? So we're just going to add another auxiliary movement so that we can begin to access the power of the core to help you in your relationship to gravity. So even if your leg falls very easily, could you begin to include rolling your left leg a little to the right so that the pelvis, I mean, it's not going to come up nearly as much as it did on the other side, but the left side of your pelvis will come up just a little bit. And so then to return, could you think about when you went before, your belly went out. Now, could you pull your belly in to help return your legs so that you don't have to work so hard in the hip joint? Another way to think about it is, how can I bring my vertebrae back to the floor? So as you move to the right, you will feel a little bit of extension and a little bit of rotation. And then you use the belly sinking downward and the spine sinking downward to support and help your leg come back up. And as you continue doing this, could you roll your head to the left? And take in how you're breathing now. When do you choose to inhale? When do you choose to exhale now? And then once again, let it all go, slide your leg down, slide your arm down, and rest. And then once again, bend your right leg, put your arms horizontally out to the side. And now you're going to go in both directions, tilting to your left, pressing with that foot, letting your head turn to the right. And then when you bring your knee back to vertical, tilting to the right, letting your left leg roll, letting your head roll in the opposite direction. So suddenly this many different parts is becoming this one gorgeous movement. So it brings us back to this idea of elegance. Can I allow elegance to enter into my vision of how I move? So remember, less is more. You don't have to go far. And in fact, as you're doing this movement, could you ask yourself the question, when am I working and when am I allowing? When are you letting the movement just go? And when do you have to do some sort of a conscious work? Notice your breath, notice your belly, and then let the whole thing go. Slide your leg down, slide your arms down. Roll your head right and left a few times and just feel, what's that like for you right now? As I gain more clarity about how the bottom half of myself works, maybe I understand more about the top. And then let that go. And now extend your arms horizontally out to the side. Bend your left leg. And just see what it feels like to just tilt this leg to the right. Just tilting and returning. Just noticing what you feel in your hip joint. What you feel in terms of the yielding and to gravity and returning. And then when your knee is horizontal again, just pause. When your knee is vertical, I should say. When your knee is vertical again. And now could you use your ability to imagine a movement so that we can have a clear image on the other side without having to do everything? So could you picture the entire movement that you did of tilting your leg to the right, pressing with the foot? So don't do it, just imagine it. How would that impact on your hip? How would you involve your belly and your back? Could you picture your head rolling to the left as you extend your knee to the right? So you're just imagining right now. How would you involve your breath? What would you feel in your ribs, in your sternum, in your shoulder blades? And maybe they weren't in your image on the other side. So maybe there's a question now of like, well, I don't know. Let me think about that for a minute, right? So now go ahead and do the movement and see if it feels the way you imagined it. Maybe there's something different that you are surprised at, or maybe there's something that doesn't move in the way you had hoped it would, right? So as you're exploring the actual doing of the movement, would you be following how you're doing the movement, noting what the differences are between what you imagined and what you're doing now, and then instead of continuing to repeat, pause. And reimagine the movement and fill it in with the details that you just observed. Maybe it was about your breath, or maybe there was a rib that was a little wonky, right? It's just really interesting to clarify my self-image and to continue to clarify my self-image so that I'm doing what I think I'm doing. And then repeat the movement again a couple of times, seeing if your image and your action have come together. And then let it go, slide your legs down and rest. And now bend your left leg again. Put your arms out to the side again. You're imagining that you're tilting your left leg to the left and imagining that the right leg rolls to the left. And you're imagining that your head is rolling to the right. So you're getting a slightly different twist. And then actually do the movement. Once again, doing the movement just enough to clarify for yourself. You don't even have to do it full out, but just to really feel. And giving yourself permission to pause and reimagine as you discover new things about yourself. So your head is going in the opposite direction of your knee. If you were imagining it the other way, take a moment to switch it. So your knee is going to the left, your head is going to the right, unless you've decided to explore in another way. And then let it all go, take a rest. And then extend your arms horizontally again. Place your left foot standing. And now you're going to actually begin to do the movement in both directions. So allowing your knee to tilt to the right, your head rolls left, feeling that stretch in one direction, connecting with your belly and your pelvis as you roll the other way, letting the knee fall out to the left. Remember, it doesn't have to be a huge movement. Keep it simple, keep it easy. Notice your breath, notice what's happening in your shoulder blades. Allow this movement to be luxurious. No rush, no violence. And then let it all go and take a rest. Roll your head a little left and right. Just see how that experience is shifting for you. Maybe noticing how far down yourself you can feel it. And then pause in the center. And now bend your legs and bring both knees up over your chest and hold on to your knees. And just very simply begin to circle your knees in opposite directions. So they go out, down, and up. So they're going apart from each other and then together. Apart from each other and then together. Just to soften the back again, to soften. Think about that whole lumbar area, the space between your ribs and your pelvis, easing, and then go the other way. And then let it go and rest. And now extend your arms horizontally to the side. And bend both of your legs and put both feet standing on the floor. And could you begin a movement where you're tilting both of your legs, once to the right and once to the left. And as you're doing this movement, could you let your head go in the opposite direction? And could you include this idea of the belly expanding as the knees go down and then coming in as the knees go up? Your head is going in the opposite direction of your knees. Work your choreography so that your head maybe finishes at the same time. And then the next time that your knees are over to the right, just leave them over to the right. And just begin a movement of letting that left knee begin to travel as if it was going to the left, so the knee would come up. But as it starts to pull the right leg, let it come back down. So don't go all the way over. You start to feel that moment where that space between your legs tightens up and you go back down. So go back down to your right. And then as you lift that left knee, let that left knee come up. And when you feel it starts to pull your right leg, go back down. Go back to where you were. So we're just doing that little bit of a movement there, kind of seeing if we can allow that whole space in the pubic area to relax. And then the next time that your knee travels over, let your legs be as wide as possible as the knee continues over to the left, and let the other knee follow. It follows as if it was like two waves coming to the shore. So the left leg is one wave, and then the right leg is the other. So they're not coming all at once, right? The left leg leads, and the right leg follows, and then let the other one come all the way over. And of course, your head ends up in the opposite direction. And once you're there, just take a few moments to explore that same idea on the other side. So the right knee moves up a little bit. You start to feel it pull your left leg, and then it comes back down. Don't go all the way over. Don't pick up the left leg. So the right leg travels. You feel that little pull, and then you come back all the way down to the left. All the way down to the left. We're playing with our ligaments. And then let that leg continue. And now allow that kind of cascade to go over to the right. So right leg and then left leg. Really thinking of yourself as flowing. And now go from side to side with that same feeling. Delicate, elegant. Letting your head move in the opposite direction. Thinking of your ribs expanding and softening. Staying connected to your breathing. So we could say that this is a very differentiated movement, right? If you think about all the parts of you that are involved in this spiral twist, you're really giving yourself an opportunity to experience your three-dimensionality. And then let it all go, slide your legs down, take a rest. And so now we'll look at it from a kind of less differentiated way. Roll onto your right side. You're not going to be here long, so don't worry about pillows. You have your arms extended in front of you. And now could you raise your left leg up in the air? And then your left arm comes up in the air and you roll onto your back. And like a barrel, you roll over to the other side. And once you're there, you raise the right leg and then the right arm, the left leg, and then the left arm. And by the way, if it's too much for you to lift your leg up in the air, you have a couple of options here. So if everyone's on your right side for a moment, one option is that you really explore flexion. As you go to lift that left leg, bring it close to your chest so that you're kind of almost like in fetal position as you go. And that could make it easier. If that's impossible, you can keep your feet actually on the floor and do the same movement. So explore for a moment not only what it's like to start with the leg, but what happens if you start with the arm so that it's arm, leg, but you need to have both knees bent, both knees bent. Notice your breath. You can also explore what it's like to do same arm, same leg at the same time. So it's a completely undifferentiated movement. You're just like a barrel, right? And then let it go and rest on your backs. And roll onto your left side. And now we're going to just look at how this movement can be included in a slightly different way. So taking your right arm, could you begin tracing a circle with your right arm on the floor above your head? And now your right arm starts to travel over to the right. Then your right leg comes up in the air again. Then your left arm starts to trace a circle on the floor above your head. And you end up rolling all the way onto your right side. So again, here, if you need to keep your feet on the floor, that's fine, but one leg at a time. So you take your left arm now, circle it above your head, sweeping the floor. Let your left arm sweep on the floor, one leg at a time, traveling over. And as you start to become comfortable with this movement, you can play with tempo. You can go fast, you can go slow, feeling what's happening in your spine, in your ribs, as you go from one side to the other side. Have a little bit of fun. Notice your breathing. And then the next time that you're on your back, just rest on your backs. And bend both of your knees and bring both knees up over your chest, holding onto your knees again. This time, circle both knees in the same direction. Allowing that whole lower back to relax a little bit. If you've strained in any way, you can use this time to think about lengthening and reverse your circle. And then let it go. Slide your legs down. And then bend your legs, bring your feet to standing. And remember the movement that we tried way back in the beginning of the lesson, where you roll your pelvis and your back up in the air and come back down. And just see, what's it feel like now to do that movement? So you're lifting your pelvis and your back up and then lowering it back down. Noticing the quality, the ease. The range. And then let it go. And gently roll your head right and left. Just notice for yourself, is there a difference in how you experience just the simple movement of your head now, the weight of your head, how it echoes through the rest of yourself. And then leave the rolling of your head. Coming back to this experience of the right side of yourself and the left side of yourself. Your breath. Your state. And when you're ready, slowly roll to your sides and come on up to standing. Once you're standing, just take a moment to notice how you connect to the floor, the feeling in your feet. Can you feel your breath in the front of yourself and in the back of yourself? See what it's like to turn your head a little left, a little right. Can you feel the response throughout your skeleton a little bit more clearly? Take a walk around. And that's the end of today's lesson. Thank you very much.